bekungabizwa ozwayo edolobheni lakobulawayo ngomgqibelo emkhosini wokukhetha intombi enhle ukwedlula ezinye isiqamulamayezi esingumiss tourism Zimbabwe lapho unkosazana Thafazwa Jaritha oneminyaka engamachumi amabili lantathu yokuzalwa onguye onqobe amanye amantombazana angamachumi amabili akade efuna lesi sicoco esiba indlovukazi kamiss Tourism Zimbabwe. UJaritha uthole lesi sicoco esiza lomvuzo wenkulungwane ezilithumi zamadola i-$10,000 imota ye-Mercedes-Benz i-C-Class athole letikiti lendizamshina lokuya kumcimbi kaMiss World Tourism ehlawulelwa inkampani ye-United Refineries lokunye. Abanye abalandele uJaritha ekunqobeni kulo umcimbi unkosazana Natalie Magondo odabuka eMashonaland East obelichachazi lakuqala oneminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili yokuzalwa. Kuthi isicoco sechachazi lesibili sitholwe unkosazana Life Mathunzeni oneminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili yokuzalwa. Amachachazo mabili asuke kulo umcimbi ethwele imivuzo egoqela inkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola i-$5,000 ngamunye. Kumcimbi ofanayo unkosazana Michelle Nyika osuka eHarare uthole isicoco sokuba ngumiss personality kuthi lo nkosazana Maita Kainga osuka eHarare wathola esika miss talent. Umnumzana Louis Mhlanga ubuke umcimbi weMiss Tourism Zimbabwe walonyaka kodwa wasola ukuphuza kokuqala kwawo.
Akangele ukuthi abanye bazabuya kodwa ama-judges bathe bona bale ndlela zabo zokunanzelela ukuthi ubani ezawina because kule kuthiwa i-70% of i-judgment eyenzakala prior to event yabona. So owawinayo ungumeli uphuma kuMpumalanga Eastern Islands ungathi umuntu nje vele uza clever uzarticulate kuntu engakwazi ukuthi amelele ilizwe kodwa hhayi umcimbi lowo wahamba wathatha isikhathi eside kakhulu 6 hours if I'm not mistaken ayiso into eyi-right.
Unkosikazi Jacqueline Ndlovu obekhona kulo mcimbi uthi bekukuhle ejabulela kakhulu ingoma ebezichaywa lapho.
Umcimbi wangomgqibelo wawuchaza kukuhle sakholisa sagida uDJ wasitshayela ingoma yeyi ikwaito i-house i-Nigerian music esayigidayo lapho hayi sakholisa. Yayimpumela yokula abanye abangathinga kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi vele nxa ukukhetha into lezi uQueen ngumuntu okumele akwazi ukukhuluma isikhiwa. So vele nxa akwazi ukukhuluma isikhiwa awukwani lapha kodwa abamkhethayo angamuzwa sibele tshaya isilungu esishapu.
Umnumzana Simeon Sibanda isakhamuzi sakobulawayo uthi umcimbi ubumuhle kodwa wasola okuthile okugoqela imali yokungena ebiphezulu.
Hayi umcimbi wona uhlelekile nje ngendlela engasolekiyo kodwa ke into mhlawumbe esolekayo yindawo lapha lo mcimbi owenzelwe khona kuparking lot yaseRainbow Hotel. Ngibona ngani hey ukuhlalisa abantu phandle bekulukhuni impela because uyabona ukuthi kulemiyani kulezinsuku mhlawumbe futhi umcimbi lo uthethe futhi isikhathi eside kakhulu kuze kwachaya you know o 2 AM ekuseni sesigijimela u 3 AM ekuseni abantu beloko behlezi ezitulweni umcimbi ungapheli mhlawumbe futhi intengo ukungena khona hayi bakithi bekudura sesikhuluma ke $25 kusiyale phezulu hayi ngibona ngani lokho nje kuke kwaba nje isikhubekiso kwabanye mhlawumbe.
Umphathi ntambo wedolobho lakobulawayo unkosikazi Judith Ncube nguye obengumhlonitshwa kulo mcimbi. Unkosikazi Sarah Mpofu Sibanda onesichenxe sokuqoqa umcimbi kaMiss Tourism Zimbabwe uthi umcimbi walonyaka uphumelele okwamagama esithi ulethemba lokuba unkosazana Jaritha uzaphakamisa iflegi yeZimbabwe ngokugcweleyo lapho eqhuba umsebenzi wakhe umnyaka wonke. Ngimela iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.